Bitwise's BSL sets, record single-day volume for a Solana ETF Bitwise's spot. Solana ETF trading under the ticker BSOL recorded the highest single-day trading volume ever for a Solana ETF, according to Bitwise President Teddy Fusaro in a post relayed by Cointelegraph on August 28, 2026. The mark broke a record, the same fund set, only a day earlier, making it back-to-back all-time highs. The claim comes straight from the issuer, so treat the specific figure as Bitwise's own reporting rather than an independently audited exchange tally. What is not in dispute is the price backdrop. SOL traded at $109.49 as of August 28, 2026, up 7.8% over 24 hours and 23.65% over the trailing week, per CoinMarketCap data, in our market snapshot. That was the strongest weekly move among the large cap majors, outpacing Bitcoin's 8.6% and Ether's 7.2% gains over the same window. Two record days in a row. A single high-volume session can be noise, one large rebalance or a quirk in how a fund counts share creations. Two consecutive record days is harder to wave off. It points to sustained turnover rather than a one-off spike, which is what issuers watch for when they gauge whether a product is finding a durable audience or just riding a headline. Volume and inflows are not the same thing. Heavy trading can include short-term traders cycling in and out, not only long-term holders parking exposure. Fusaro's post spoke to volume, the total dollar value changing hands, and did not break out net creations versus redemptions. For readers, the distinction matters. Record volume confirms attention and liquidity, while net inflows would confirm accumulation. Both can be true at once, but only one was claimed here. Still, the timing lines up with a broad bid for Solana. SOL's 24% weekly climb suggests the ETF flow is coinciding with, and likely amplifying, spot demand. A regulated wrapper gives brokerage and retirement accounts a way to hold SOL exposure without touching a wallet or an exchange, and that access tends to concentrate buying into the fund's trading hours. Solana's card layer gets a tailwind. Solana is the settlement rail behind a growing set of crypto cards, and a higher, more liquid SOL has second-order effects there. Jupiter's card runs on Solana, as do wallets like Solflare that pair spending with on-chain balances. XPlay settles card payments through a Solana signer, and both Redot Pay and Cast ship Solana-native card products. For anyone spending from a Sol balance, a rising token cuts both ways. Purchasing power goes up when the asset backing the card appreciates. But cards that gate rewards or tiers behind staked SOL carry price risk in the other direction. A sharp drawdown can erase months of accumulated staking, yield faster than the rewards accrue. Extreme greed readings and the Fear and Greed Index set at 83 on August 28th tend to precede the sharpest reversals. So treating a 24% weekly pop as a permanent revaluation is how holders get caught offside. Reading the demand signal, ETF volume records are a cleaner demand read than price alone because they measure activity inside a regulated venue with disclosed mechanics. When Bitwise, VanEck, Grayscale, and other issuers compete for the same SOL exposure, trading concentration in one fund signals where the institutional flow is routing. BSOL setting the pace 2 days running puts Bitwise ahead in that particular race, at least for now. The caveat is that volume leadership is not permanent. Fund flows rotate, and a rival product with a lower fee or a staking feature can pull turnover away quickly. The August 28 record is a snapshot, not a trend, and one issuer's post is the only source for the specific figure. The independent verifiable part is the price tape. SOL up 7.8% on the day and up nearly a quarter on the week.